All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from New York City on August 14th, 2018. I do want to remind you I'm the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to that letter, my weekly newsletter, followed up with a monthly that is a summary of the weekly, the best of the weeklies. Go to miningstocks.com, or call our office in New York during normal work hours, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. And I'd like to remind you also that I'm very much behind Chen Lin and his newsletter, chenpicks.com. Chen has done exceptionally well for his subscribers and for his family as an investor. He passes on some of his great ideas. He's been especially astute in the biotech space, but also follows a lot of gold mining companies as well. And Chen is back in town after a prolonged vacation through Europe with his family. And so we're looking forward to talking to Chen sometime soon on this show as well. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show. Continue sending along your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises. We'd like to know what you think about our guests and their ideas, including Michael Oliver. I know most of you are big fans of Michael, and he's going to be with me in a few minutes to give us his latest take on the gold markets. We also need to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors this week, RN Resources, Bonterra Resources, Genesis Metals Corp, Klondike Gold, Novo Resources, and Great Bear Resources. And today we will hear from Chris Taylor of Great Bear Resources as he explains the very impressive exploration results being made on his company's project in the prolific gold-bearing region of Red Lake in Ontario. Next week, Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me to provide an update on Novo Resources, their project at Comet Wells, and their project that's their project in Western Australia. Last year, about this time, the stock was taking off like a rocket. More recently, it has been treading sideways, and it's either side of $3 in U.S. money. Well, hopefully, Quentin will be able to give us some idea about what is going on. It's been a very quiet period. Those of us who own the stock would like to are anxiously awaiting to hear what Quentin has to say next week. And 2 weeks from now, Bonterra Resources is scheduled to be on my show to update us on that company's ongoing exploration results on what looks to be a multi-million ounce high-grade gold deposit in Quebec. Now, Bonterra is expected to soon acquire Metanor Resources. That's another company in my newsletter that is is actually developing a high-grade deposit in Quebec, but it has its own operating mill. And so the synergies look very strong, bringing these two companies together. Ultimately, I believe that both companies are likely to be acquired by Kirkland Lake Gold. And I say that simply on the basis of the fact that both of those companies have a considerable amount of their shares are held by Kirkland Lake and by Kirkland's chairman. Should also like to mention today that another sponsor to our show, Klondike Gold, put out a press release and announcing an acceleration of its 2018 drill program that will increase the program by about 4,000 meters to 9,000 meters. The reason for the acceleration is ongoing positive news of widespread disseminated gold beyond the higher grade quartz veins that has been the focus of exploration over the past 120 years or so on the property. Well, also, management is now reassaying a large number of drill core samples that were never assayed in the past because people simply weren't looking for that disseminated gold. So this is a story that I think not many people are paying attention to, but I think that will prove to be a mistake. I'm really very bullish on Klondike Gold and look forward to what Peter Tallman has to say next time he's on my show, but if you'd like to catch up with his latest work and latest exploration efforts, you can listen to his last interview with me on the July 24th show if you go to jtaylormedia.com. I've titled today's show An Emerging Modern Day Gold Standard. Andrew McGuire explains. Andrew McGuire, Chris Taylor, and Michael Oliver are with me this week. Making unsecured loans into an increasingly vulnerable liability-based fiat banking system is unwise. Yet 99% of the population is unaware that that is exactly what they are doing when they leave their money in a bank, in a checking account. Liquidating your unsecured loans to your bank and using the proceeds to buy assets that you hold in your own possession is what this show advocates weekly. But is it possible to exit from the increasingly dangerous, vulnerable banking system by exchanging your fiat money for gold outside of the banking system to pay your bills and enjoy a yield at the same time? I believe Andrew McGuire is suggesting the answer to that is yes, and so we do want to hear what he has to say about a new blockchain/gold-related product named Kinesis. Chris Taylor will update us on a very exciting emerging gold project that he's involved with in the Red Lake District at Great Bear Resources. But right now, I'm really happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me once again to talk about gold and other related markets. And thank you for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Really good to have you back. I should tell our listeners before we go any further, it's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com, to catch up with Michael and all that he's doing. Well, Michael, last week you suggested that you would like to see gold actually get taken down to below $1,200, which you thought it needed to do before we had a significant rally to the upside. Now that has happened. Today I saw before the show a little while ago it was about $1,194 on the cash market anyway, I think $1,200, a little over $1,200 in the December futures. But what are your thoughts now that gold has really gotten the shellacking?
Well, I put out a report yesterday basically saying that this is it. We got down to the 3-year average, which is 1202.90. Haven't seen it in a year and a half or so. It's a rising average now, by the way. We got to 1200. Now, what does that do? Well, if you keep a point and figure chart, and this is the X and O charts, folks, not the bar charts, point and figure charts often reveal different pictures or images of a market's price action than will a bar chart of price. And, of course, we watch momentum as our dominant feature, but I also look at point and figure charts. The recent low we had that we just made at 1200, by dropping below 1236.50, we took out the prior reaction low, which was last December. In other words, if you go back to the bear low at 1050 in late 2015, and you circle all the reaction lows since that point in time, they were all ascending. Every time the market would pull back, it would make a higher low. When I say pull back, I mean a 3-month process or more. Each low was higher. There were 4 of them. Now, markets don't do that forever. You don't just keep rising the ladder. You have to occasionally go down and take out some prior low within the, quote, uptrend in order to clean it out occasionally. If you get too heavily laden with longs, you stop them out by doing what? Taking out some prior low. Same is true in a bear market. You don't just keep zigzagging down forever. There's usually a rally somewhere that throws the bears out, like in the 2008 collapse, for example. There were hellacious rallies during that stock market collapse, and some of which were quite intimidating on price charts. And there's a purpose for that, and that is to clean the market out, to test to see if it can go that new direction. And when it proves it can't, it then returns to the new trend, which in our case, gold has been a bull trend since early 2016, in our view. Now, what's been going on, though, when I look down at monthly momentum, and that's when I measure things against a 3-month moving average. It's called intermediate trend. It's not long-term. Those trends tend to last, 4, 5, 6 months sometimes. And they can be counter-trend moves. Well, if you look at what's happened this year, stocks, the S&P peaked in January, but basically made its low very rapidly in February, about mid-February. So since mid-February, the S&P has been crawling its way back up toward its highs in an excruciating amount of time and labor with a lot of up and down zigzags. The dollar has gone from a low that was in the 88.5 area, a dollar index, and has over an excruciating number of months gotten up to about 96 plus now, which is a little shade more than 50% back to the high that it made in 2000, late 16, early 17. Counter-trend rally in our estimate. S&P rally, we think, is a counter-trend rally. We think that February break did serious damage to long-term momentum, and the rally is allowed, but it is counter-trend. Gold, we think the long-term trend is up, but the recent, since the January-February peaks this year, which were both above 1350, we finally got a downtick on the point-and-figure charts to 1200, which allows you to put three down circles, sort of $50 by three-block reversal point-and-figure. So what? Well, when you look at the point and figure chart, it didn't take out any prior low. Mm-hmm. It only did it on the bar chart. And mm-hmm. in the process of putting the downticks on the point and figure chart, you set up a dual set of highs at 1350. So a point and figure guy looking at his chart says, oh my goodness, we have a potential now for a triple top breakout by having the downticks occur. But you can't set the triple top breakout up, meaning go above 1350, without mm-hmm. having the 50 by 3 pullbacks.
Okay.
So from a point and figure guy, it's a positive pullback. From a price point of view, oh my gosh, it looks terrible. I go with the point and figure guy. Momentum says it's old on the downside, and I think if the bears don't tear this thing up right away and it starts to move $10-$20 off this low, I think you've seen your low. And I think that needs to occur, by the way, in the next week or two. And
okay.
My suspicion is it will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, today, of course, it's sort of meandering around. How did you term it before
day.
We came on?
It's like a inside day. It's slightly up for the day. It'll settle up several dollars. But it's inside yesterday's big down day. And so it's a little tiny little question mark day. Whereas mm-hmm. after a big down day, you produce this nothing day, which is an indication of some doubt. So
let's say the bears do have some strength left in them and they're able to knock this thing a little lower yet. What sort of number would you need to see right now, at this point in time, what sort of number would you need to see on the downside to cause you to go neutral?
1175.
1175, okay.
Spot gold.
All right.
Yeah. 1175
spot.
I put that out in the report yesterday. But mm-hmm. I suspect if they don't get that done right away, like in the next few days, instead if we grind to a halt here and start flipping up $10, $15 or so from this low, you're in the process of the turn.
So it's not the time to sell out of your gold stocks and your gold bullion, not the time to give up and go to the dollar full-fledged, I guess?
No, not if you're a long-term investor. Absolutely.
No. Yeah, interesting. All right, well, we'll have to wait and see. There certainly are very interesting markets. And, Michael, what I appreciate is you're giving us an objective view based on what the markets are telling you, not on what you think should happen. So many of us, yours truly included, we have a predetermined notion of what should happen in the markets, but they rarely do happen the way, or at least the time one thinks they should happen. So it's better to go with the reality, and that's why I appreciate your work so much. Michael, thanks so much for
Thank
being
you,
with
Jay.
Us, and look to do it again. And again, folks, it's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. Do yourself a favor considering subscribing to Michael's excellent work. That's how you can really take advantage. He puts out so much material, so much more than you ever hear on this show. And if you're a serious investor, I think you owe it to yourself to consider subscribing. Well, that is, we do have to go to commercial break now, but don't go away because Chris Taylor, the president of Great Bear Resources, will be with me. That's a company that I cover in my newsletter. It's one whose shares I have purchased from my own account, one I'm very bullish on, so I hope you'll stick around to hear what Chris Taylor has to say.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon Territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.